This is St. Louis Public Radio. The coronavirus outbreak has forced hospital officials to think carefully about their triage plans. These policies help staff decide which patients to care for when resources are scarce, and that presents a moral dilemma. St. Louis Public Radio's Shayla Farzon spoke with St. Louis University bioethicist Jason Eberle about the ethical challenges of triaging COVID-19 patients.
Historically, the notion of triaging goes to battlefield medicine. It goes back to a physician during the Napoleonic era who was basically looking at who is most likely to benefit from treatment, who we can get back on the battlefield, and so on. Of course, we're not in battlefield conditions, but under crisis conditions where you have a surge of patients, all who need access to specific forms of care, perhaps using certain specialized types of equipment like ventilators in the case of COVID-19, that's where the need comes in to determine who should be prioritized to get care.
Speaking of ventilators, you were part of a team of bioethicists that surveyed dozens of hospitals in the U.S. about their ventilator triage policies. Basically, who gets a ventilator if there aren't enough for everybody? And you found that more than half of these hospitals did not have a formal policy at all about this. Was that surprising to you?
So on the one hand, it wasn't that surprising, although I was more surprised by the lack of maybe state-level policies. We've had other outbreaks like the original SARS, MERS, H1N1, and I was surprised more states hadn't developed policies in light of some of those past outbreaks. And honestly, I would say that, yeah, that's kind of an ethical failure on state health departments and hospitals to not have been better prepared. We've never seen anything like this pandemic, but we've seen other precursors that forewarned us that something like this would eventually happen. It's just a matter of when.
Some hospitals have had to really quickly develop these triage policies in case they don't have enough resources and have to make, you know, some really difficult decisions about which patients get treatment. What are some of the ethical issues that come into play when we talk about rationing care?
One of the concerns would be, especially if it's not a completely blind process, might be whether certain forms of bias creep in, even inadvertently. Pretty much every policy we looked at explicitly excludes discrimination based on socioeconomic status, race, gender, sexual identity, any of those things. But disability is a tough one because on the one hand, policies are very explicit about not discriminating against someone, say, for example, they have Down syndrome. But there are other disabilities that may involve negative health conditions that may affect the likelihood of one's survival. And even putting aside disabilities, socioeconomic status, even though, again, there's no explicit bias against persons who are economically disadvantaged, being economically disadvantaged is correlated with higher rates of diseases like diabetes, coronary artery disease, and so on. So that might lead to their being in a poor health condition, which then if they get COVID-19 infection, may make them a deprioritized candidate for getting aid.
This pandemic has exposed some vulnerabilities in our healthcare systems, and I'm wondering whether you think there will be any lasting changes in terms of how hospital officials think about biomedical ethics or plan for this kind of public health crisis.
Yeah, I think to me, the more immediate ethical concern is the availability of personal protective equipment for healthcare workers. So I think the first long-term lesson would be for, hospital administrators and also for government agencies and so on, things that fund our healthcare system, to really look at how we're allocating funds and making sure we're purchasing sufficient equipment and having it on hand and available. I think what's been exposed in our healthcare system and our society as a whole is really just where we choose to invest our financial resources as a country or as a healthcare institution or as a university or whatever. You know, what are we prioritizing?